So we worked together. How many months ago was it, actually?
About 3 months ago.
Okay. And remember how we met? It was kind of funny how we met. I mean, you had known of me peripherally prior to. You were even having dreams about me, weren't you? Weren't you having dreams about me before we started work? Because I was working with your mom already, right?
Yeah, I dreamed that you were like hanging with me and my mom. We were just like talking. I just kept hearing your name everywhere too. So.
Now, remember the day that though you were going to get tattoos and some of the concerns that you had, right? And that wasn't that sort of how we started. And I was like, I don't want you getting something permanently on your body with those type of feelings attached to it, right?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Right? You know, and then I thought it was kind of ironic when you texted me the other day about some of the stuff that's manifested at the... Mm-hmm. And one of those tattoos was that number sequence, wasn't it?
Yes, it was the 2:22, and then I messaged you at 2:22 p.m.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool how the universe gave that sign to me. So you already believed in a lot of this stuff before we got working together, though, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you already do a little bit of readings and stuff like that for other people and stuff like that, but did some of the work that we did together help you to understand stuff a little bit better to even make it easier for you to facilitate for others?
Yeah, it made me, like, just kind of understand to get out of more of, like, my fear-based energy and just kind of put me in the energy of more going with the flow and being able to help people with their own...
stuff, too, right? Because, you know, when you started to, what happened was we did spend a bit of time together, the few times that we did work together, but during that period of time, I do feel like I was talking directly to you to help you to understand some of the things that were happening in your life and happening with other characters, and I really felt that I felt like there were important things because it felt like you could understand that more deeply. That's what my heart says.
It made me like I guess like when I was talking to you like and I was telling you about like other people in my life or characters, just like it made me understand like just why things may have been the way they have and just kind of accepted it.
Well, and remember we you know I'm and one of the things when I was talking to one of my other clients that's been working with me for a few years, and as soon as you started to commit though to working with me, did you feel the angels working on you in your sleep? Like, because you know how my work is I have you guys kind of set your intention and I have them working on you in your sleep. Like, did you feel their presence a little bit more after you started working with me? I guess is what I'm.
Yes, I did, and then I remember that time when we worked together. You said it would be like a spiritual high. I felt that too, and then after I started. When, like, my mom told me not to fight my sleep because that would be the angels working on me, and I felt that, so...
And then where you get, like, so when you would wake up the next day, like, I know you were going up and down a little bit when you first started working with me emotionally, but I feel like over time, like, the angels started helping to chip away and help you to release some of those fears that we had talked about, right? And I also feel like a big part of my work was just to help you wrap your mind around things a little bit differently so you would take some chances that maybe you didn't necessarily weren't willing to take prior to our time together.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I feel when I was writing those notes before bed, I would... try to release my fears, and I feel like doing that it helped me just release anything, and now I feel less fearful and I feel just more open to everything.
And it wasn't it funny before I started working with you, I was like, why doesn't she have a boyfriend? Like, she's beautiful, and you know, so what's happened since we worked together? Because that was what did you text me that day?
I texted you that day that I have a boyfriend and I wish him every single day. And when we work together, it's like, because I remember that time you told me to kind of just like talk to you, like I was hanging out with him after and just tell you how things went and to really feel it. And it really did manifest. I got the guy that I told you about. and things are really good with him.
I know. I'm so happy about that. Well, I was so happy when you sent that to me. And I was in the receiving mode at the time you texted that, too. I thought it was pretty wild because wherever I was at the time, you texted me, another one of my clients texted me telling me something wonderful happened for them. And I'm like, I've got tears in my eyes. I'm like, you know, like I was just so happy because, like, I really feel like I was in a really good spot at that time, too, though, to be receiving those messages. But it was so cool because it was like one right after the other. That's some... so basically, that's what it was. So when I had you talking about, like, what would be your life be like with, when you have that character in your reality, right? Like, how would that be? Like, you know...
Yeah, I literally said, like, we'd hang out, he'd be close with my family, and he likes my family likes him, and, like, I'm... His mom likes me.
That's awesome, honey. I'm so happy. I'm getting weepy when I'm hearing that. Yeah. So, because that's the whole thing, right? Sometimes we have this idea of something, but until you've experienced it, how would you really, how would that fit in the life that you're living, right? You know, and that's a big part of, you know, manifestation work is like, so, because, but at first I had to teach you about learning how to try shoes on.
Yes. I tried on a couple of shoes and found a very nice pair.
Yeah, because I said, Jesus, she's really good, feels kind of fearful, these guys, and it's like, it's so easy to talk to them at a distance, but you really don't know how you're going to feel about anyone until you're in their presence, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and that was why I was trying to find something that you could wrap your mind around and go, listen, man, like, let's just look at this, like, trying on shoes, like, how are you supposed to know what kind of, they look pretty, and then you put them on, and they hurt, like, you know what I mean, like, because sometimes someone can be really cute, and sometimes mm-hmm. someone can be really fun to chat with, but then you're physically with them, and there's no chemistry at all, but how are you going to know that until we get your ass physically with them, and that was the part that I was trying to get you to wrap your mind around, right, so.
Yeah, that's true, and I finally did it.
I know! So where was the first date? What did you guys end up going to any of the two different options we had talked about? I don't know if you did that part. I'm not sure.
Well, we went to a drive-in, but my stomach was kind of hurting, so that kind of ended early. But he was still sweet about it, and then he wants to take me out this weekend somewhere.
Yeah, so when you and I were talking about that, about the manifestation part, you were, because I said to you, do you want him to get along with your family? Do you want to get along with their family? How far do you want this relationship to go, right? You know, type of a thing. And you, before we got on this call right now, is you basically said your family loves him, and his family loves you too.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yep, exactly what I manifested.
That's awesome. I'm so happy, honey. Is there anything else? And I noticed that when you were going through a challenging time recently, you got the habit of asking the angels to help you. That is a big piece of your daily practice, I'm assuming.
Yeah, like whenever I feel like I'm going through like some troubles, I would ask the angels. Like, I guess I now consider my uncle as an angel now, so he's also there to help me, and any angels that I need, like Archangel Michael and Raphael, are always by my side to give me protection, help, clarity.
Cool. Well, you were working with them a little bit more prior anyhow, though, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is just take you to the next little stage or level of that. That's what I'm assuming. Is there, one of the things that, you know, I think that's enough for whatever we've talked about today. I'm just going to stop the recording now. I want to thank you for sharing your experience with me.